This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You've obviously been out in sunny Sarasota for some time now, and I know it's still early in spring training. We just had the first two games this past weekend. What have you seen that, you know, that you are willing to put some sort of stock into this early in camp?
It's funny you said sunny because we got rain right now.
Oh, of course.
On the field. Pretty ugly, but yeah. You know, it is really early. It seems like some guys that have really stood out are the ones that aren't going to make the team. But you kind of project ahead. I mean, Samuel Basayo, every batting practice session is a must-see. He's got just ridiculous power, but it's not like he's swinging from the heels. It's this really smooth, pretty left-handed stroke, and the ball goes a mile. And he had a base hit yesterday, high velo off the bat. He looks really good behind the plate right now. Again, early, small sample size. This is somebody who's not breaking camp with the team at age 20 and when he's already got two catchers. But we may see him debut later this summer if they can make room somehow, certainly in 2026. Dylan Beavers, one of their top prospects, you don't hear a lot about him, outfielder. Everything he's hitting seems like it's on a rope, including two what we would call singles or doubles, depending, in a live batting practice session against Sugano. He's just barreling everything, but he's a guy, again, who's going to be in AAA to start the year. The guys like that are standing out. We just want to get into some more games here to see some of the regulars get in. It was encouraging to see Kobe Mayo with a single yesterday. I think it was 113 off the bat. He barreled one up. He's probably not making the team either because there's no spot for him right now. But there are some big guys like that. Machine. Well, I think they need to start come up with Welcome to the Machine. Yeah, he came within a triple the cycle yesterday. He's a utility guy who hasn't been in the majors since 2022. Brandon Hyde knew him with the Cubs briefly. And he plays every position. And this guy is raking right now. And he's got zero chance of making this club without some injuries.
Hey, Rock, watching the game Saturday, the thing that I noticed, about Holiday, he looked a lot more confident and comfortable, you know, at second base and throwing. Looked more confident throwing the ball to first base and stuff. Had more zip on it and things. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, he kind of was a rush job to get him ready to play a new position. Everybody was focusing on that and whether he'd make the team and would he hit enough. And he ended up hitting really well in camp and still didn't make it. But, you know, you figure the adjustments you got to make, even if you're a top prospect, to play in the majors and you're also learning a different position, that was a lot to put on him. And I feel like he's much more confident now, much more comfortable out there with all the reps. He spent this whole offseason taking ground balls to get ready. There's a maturation that comes with it. We're talking about how much – he's bulked up, and a lot of it is his workouts, and a lot of it's just that he's gone from being 19 when you saw him to being 21. So he's just filling out as a growing kid. But he does look a lot better second right now, and they certainly think he is going to be much better offensively. You know, he ditched the leg lift as a timing mechanism. He's got the toe tap now. So he looks better in the box. He absolutely looks better in the field.
We're talking to Rock Kabako, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Rock, we saw Cade Povich get the start yesterday, two scoreless innings. He looked pretty solid. He's another one of those guys that's not going to break camp with the team. But as we know, it's a long season. They're going to need as many arms as possible. They relied on him a lot last year, up and down year for him. I expect them to rely on him again this year at some points. But what have you seen from him so far in spring training compared to the way he looked last season?
Yeah, I think it's a lot like what we saw in September. He was very good then. He kind of picked up where he left off. And he's also a guy who's, you know, he's young and he's maturing and he just looks like he's much more confident in his stuff. I think having success in September was huge for him. So that really is a big confidence boost coming into camp. And in a lot of seasons, he would have been a favorite to be a fifth starter. They don't have a projected lefty in that rotation right now. But with the moves they made to bring in Sugano and Charlie Morton, there really isn't a spot for him unless there's an injury. So, you know, there's a lot worse things than going to AAA, having him there, having him dominate and be the first option up if there's an opening. You know, that's how the really good Oriole teams used to do it. They used to be very deep in the upper minors as well. So he may have to be that guy that goes down anyway, even though he seemed like he had earned a spot with that September.
Hey, Rock, what about Gunnar? How's his accuracy with his throwing?
Well, just a little bit we've seen. I mean, he's looked good so far, but he's in the lineup again today, but he didn't make the trip to Clearwater. So we haven't seen a lot. But he certainly looks good in workouts, and, you know, they're working with him on that. I think Cal Ripken at some point is supposed to be here, and it wouldn't surprise me if he talked to him a little bit too. But, yeah, he just went through a kind of a weird slump, and we tend to forget that there are fielding slumps as well. It's not just at the plate. And it gets in your head a little bit. You start aiming a little bit. He wasn't really setting his feet on some plays or looked like it would have benefited him to do that. He was trying to throw on the run. And pardon all the noise here, by the way. There's not a quiet spot in this ballpark. But I think, again, this is somebody who, you know, he split between short and third the previous year, and all of a sudden he's the full-time shortstop. So there's still some stuff he's learning about the position.
Rock, we looked at, you know, the bullpen us a couple of times so far this offseason. And for me, one of the biggest reasons, literally, that I'm so optimistic about him is because of the return of Felix Bautista. And I know he's kind of coming along at his own pace right now. I don't expect the Orioles to use him the way that they typically would to start the season. But since you've gotten a look at him, and I saw you guys talking about his latest bullpen session, seems like he's on track. What are you expecting to see from him once they finally do kind of let the leash off?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably going to get back to what he was before. I mean, it may take a little while because, first of all, you're right. They're going to be very cautious with him. And I think it's going to maybe be kind of a shared role at the beginning so they're confident that they can go ahead and use him more frequently, back-to-back, whatever. But I think he'll get back to that. Now, the question is velocity. Right now, Ben McDonald said that Felix is around 94, 95 in those bullpen sessions. He sounded confident when we talked to him this morning that velocity will climb. You're not always going max effort anyway, just early in camp. But the important thing is that his arm feels really good. He's got to have another live batting practice. He had one yesterday, his first one. He's going to have another Wednesday or Thursday. He thinks after that he can play in his first game, which might be a little ahead of where some people thought when it might be like mid-March. So I think he's right on track. But there's going to be a curiosity. This guy has not been in a major league game since, what, August of 2023. So it's been a while. They do have some guys that can fill in the closer spot when he isn't available. But I have a feeling that the restraints are going to come off of him fairly quick. I think he's going to prove to them, hey, I'm fine. I want the ball. And they'll be confident to go ahead and give it to him. But they're just wisely being careful with him right now.
Rock, are you seeing anything different with Rutschman in his swing?
It doesn't look as long. And again, this is small sample size. And he just looks a lot better in BP, and a little bit we've seen at the plate. That looked like a very long swing. When they say you get too big at the plate, and I don't know how much of that was. He was just, you're in a slump. You start pressing. You're chasing more. He wasn't being, he knows the strike zone better than anybody. He knows it better than most plate umpires. And he was kind of chasing a little bit more. He'll never admit whether it was banged up. And you can see where his numbers dropped after he got hit in the hand. He was scratched on the lineup later for a game because of his back. Some soreness. I just think between being a little dinged up and then definitely just falling into a slump and bad habits he couldn't get out of, that's what happened in the second half. I certainly don't expect that to be the case, this season. I think you're going to see more of that first half version.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.